This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
With the Farm Show, here's Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Scott. Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn, 358.5, up 1.75. December corn, 369, up 3/4. March corn, 381.75, up 0.5. August soybeans, 129, down 24.75. September soybeans, 1094.25, down 14.25. November soybeans, 1059.5, down 13.75. September wheat, 538, down 8.5. December wheat, 551.25, down 11.5. March wheat, 570.75, down 10.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Bilberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Corn closed on a positive note with the USDA report estimating corn production on the low side of trade expectations. Soybeans and wheat closed lower with an expected increase in production numbers. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 9 cents stronger at 348 to 366, while soybean bids were mostly 8 cents lower at 1215 to 1255. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 1 to 2 cents at 345 to 367, while soybean bids were mostly 11 cents lower at 1205 to 1261. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to 2 cents higher at 349 to 367, soybean bids 4 to 13 lower at 1170 to 1255, and the wheat bids down 8 to 9 cents at 443 to 498. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 6 to 9 cents higher on Tuesday, ranging from $12.60 to $13. Basis was up 20 to 23 cents, ranging from $200 to $240 over November. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $4.25.20 to $4.34.20, which was $2.20 to $11.20 lower, with basis ranging from $60 to $69 over September. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 2 cents higher at $3.74 to $3.89, with basis unchanged at $15 to $30 over September. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to 4 cents higher at $3.75 to $3.82. Basis ended mixed, range from 16 to 23 over September. Soybeans down 14 to 35 cents at $11.90 to $12.60, with basis steady to 21 cents weaker at $1.30 to $200 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 2 cents higher at $3.84 to $3.94. These same elevators place their soybean prices mixed with quotations at $12.57 to $12.75. Soft red winter wheat down 8 to 9 cents at $4.90 to $5.04, while the Milo was a penny higher at $3.87 to $4.20. Contract bids for producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $3.31 to $3.41. New crop soybean bids $10.10 to $10.48. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $3.28 to $3.41. New crop soybean bids at $10.14 to $10.46. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from $3.33 to $3.49. And the new crop soybean bids range from $10.30 up to $10.50. That completes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle, $149.62, down $3. October live cattle, $147.67, down $2.77. December live cattle, $148.75, down $2.50. August feeder cattle, $214.55, down $2.92. September feeder cattle, $214.65, down $2.77. October feeder cattle, $213.70, down $2.65. August lean hogs, $114.07, down 47 cents. October lean hogs, $97.17, down $3. December lean hogs, $87.30, down $2.25. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you Tuesday, the 12th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.96 lower in the range of $100 to $112.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $110.19. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to $2 lower, with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 75 to 84, 4 to 5 weights 78 to 88, 5 to 6 weights 83 to 92, and 6 weights and up 87 to 93. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $78 to $80. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 11,728 head. And in the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 154 to 159, and on a dress basis 245 to 248. Heifers on a live basis traded at 155, and on a dress basis 245 to 250. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 340 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $117.02, and that was $3.50 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $258.15, and that was $1.29 lower, with select carcasses at $253.13, and that was $1.51 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 116,000, which compared to 115,000 last week and 123,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 408,000, that compared to 400,000 last week and 419,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.69. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.47. August corn delivered to Scottville, $3.60. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.47. August beans delivered to Greenfield, $12.34. September beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.43. August beans delivered to Scottville, $12.23. September beans delivered to Scottville, $10.43. August wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.68. Once again, their pre-opening prices are: corn at Greenfield is $3.69, corn at Scottville is $3.60, beans at Greenfield are $12.34, beans at Scottville are $12.23, and wheat at Scottville is $4.68. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit Illinois, people who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available at your ag equipment dealer. Check our attractive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Before you get in, get going, get gone, you need to get a tire that gets you. We suggest a Mastercraft tire. After all, Mastercraft engineers its tires not just for performance, but real-life performance. Mastercraft Tire builds tires for everyone. Buy four qualifying Mastercraft tires, get four tickets to a St. Louis Cardinals game during the Buy 4 and Score event, now until August 31st. Visit your participating Mastercraft Tire retailer for more info. Visit Taylor Tire and Auto on the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield to get your Mastercraft tires and Cardinals tickets.
Let's take a checkup of radar weather, being brought to you by your friends at M&M Service Company. the local solution to your world of needs.
There's a difference between field experts and experts in the field. At M&M Service, we're experts in the field. Our crop specialists are driven to maximize every acre and bring the latest agronomic technologies and innovations to your farm. Whether recommending the appropriate hybrid or variety, nutrient management for optimum growth, or advice on disease and pest management, our crop specialists are always focused on pointing your operations forward. So the only thing you'll be asking M&M Service is what's next. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
Your weather forecast calling for sunny skies today. Look for a high around 80, clear skies tonight, and a low in the upper 50s. Right now, 52 degrees. This checkup of radar weather brought to you by your friends at M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. Part two of the Farm Show comes up next.
For more than 150 years, CME Group has been built with your confidence. Without it, we simply wouldn't be in business. Today, we continue to work on new and better ways to protect you and grow your confidence in the markets. After all, it's our vigilance that brings you the peace of mind you need, today and in the future. CME Group. Advance with confidence.
It's 6:20. It's time now for part two of this morning's Farm Show, brought to you by Altman Monitoring Solutions and by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
How would you feel if you could be everywhere at once, even if you're not at home? Wouldn't you feel a little bit safer knowing you have eyes on your property at all times? With Altman Monitoring Solutions, you'll have peace of mind and secure property. Keep an eye on your facility, equipment, animals, and your home from your phone or computer while you're away. You deserve to know what's going on. Find Altman Monitoring Solutions video surveillance on the web, altmanmonitoringsolutions.com.
Hi, this is Carl Martin, your Farm Bureau Director from Zanesville Township. Are you going on vacation or on a business trip? Whether you're working or playing, it's easy to rent a car for your travels. Your Farm Bureau membership makes it affordable. Rent your next car from Alamo, National Car Rental, Enterprise, or Hertz. Join Farm Bureau today and save on your next car rental and other great benefits. Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
And now with part two of this morning's Farm Show, here's Angela Besh.
The August crop production report was released yesterday. Illinois is projected to set yield records for both corn and soybeans this year, according to the August crop production report by the National Agricultural Statistics Service. The corn yield will be 188 bushels an acre, the forecast concludes, surpassing the record of 180 bushels an acre in 2004. The soybean yield is projected to be 54 bushels an acre. If realized, it will eclipse the record of 51.5 bushels an acre set in 2010. Last night was the Governor's Sale of Champions at the Illinois State Fair. 4 years ago, $100,000 would have purchased almost every animal in the Sale of Champions, the auction of the Illinois State Fair's prize-winning junior livestock. Proceeds from the 2010 sale totaled $100,500. Last night, it purchased just one. For the first time in its long history, Tuesday, an animal in the sale sold for a six-figure sum when AT&T, Monsanto, and DeKalb Asgrow combined to bid $100,000 for 12-year-old Shaley Varner's Grand Champion crossbred steer. The price easily surpassed the former record of $62,000, which was set only a year ago and was one of four records broken during the sale. In all, the event raised an astounding $260,095, not only for the junior producers who raised the champion animals, but also the 4-H and FFA programs, which each received 10% of the proceeds. There were two 4-H'ers in the auction from our listening area out in Pike County. Sarah Brown is in her last year of 4-H. Her rabbits are her longest-running 4-H project. Last year, she held the reserve place ribbon. This year, she said all of her years of hard work finally paid off.
To be quite honest, I didn't believe it at first. In fact, when the judge was trying to hand me the award, I kept asking him, "Are you sure? Are you sure?" And it was just, I don't think I was thinking about it really. I was too excited, and I was really thrilled and honored to win it.
Now tell us about your background with your rabbits as a 4-H project.
Well, I actually started with a Netherlands dwarf, which is a very small breed of rabbit. It has nothing to do with the meat pens. You would never use them for that. And then it just kind of led from there. I really love the rabbit hobby, and I've raised a few different breeds over the years. And the New Zealands, I think, make excellent meat pens, and so I've bred them now for about the last 4 years. So I have the parents of these and the grandparents and great-grandparents. So I've actually gotten used to the line, and I think that really helped me win this year. I had the reserve grand champion last year, and that was the closest I'd gotten. Years before that, I was always third or fourth or somewhere very close, but never quite this far.
And you mentioned that this is your last year in 4-H, right?
Right. I've been in 4-H for 12 years, and this was the last one. And I'm the youngest of four, so if I didn't make it this year, it wasn't going to happen. So.
Well, that's great. Way to go out with a bang. I take it that you're rather excited to sell in the governor's auction tonight, and kind of a good way to celebrate the end of your 4-H career.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't be happier, and I couldn't be more excited about it. I know I've been sitting in the Hall of Champions with all the other winners, and just seeing them and seeing how they are with their animals and everything, I got to say, I think everyone's done a great job this year. Everything looks great.
For other showers out there, young 4-H'ers who are maybe starting up with a rabbit project and hoping to be in your shoes one day, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them to not get disappointed with not winning your first year. I would definitely stick with it. That's what I've done. It took my family 10 years for me to get here, so I gotta say, just keep with it and keep at it. And if you have fun with it and you love it, then the ribbon's just icing on the cake.
And what are you going to do with the winnings that you get tonight from the governor's auction?
Well, I really want to buy a car, but mostly so I can get from Jacksonville to Springfield so I can go to St. John's College of Nursing.
Brown sold her market pen of rabbits for $6,000 to AgriVest and Rex and Carolyn Evans. While Sarah Brown's advice to younger 4-H'ers was to not get discouraged by not winning in your first years, that's not a piece of advice that Brandon Musgrave, owner of the Land of Lincoln Grand Champion steer, has to follow. This is his third year in 4-H, and although he's been showing cattle since he was six, this is his first time exhibiting in the junior show at the state fair. And he said Land of Lincoln Grand Champion is exactly what he was hoping for.
Well, I've been working for this all summer, and just my goal was to do this and win Land of Lincoln. So the get that I was Land of Lincoln, I was just thrilled.
So I take it showing is kind of a family thing?
Yes.
Do you have older siblings, younger siblings?
I have a little brother, Adam, he's 9, and I have a little brother, Ben, who's 3.
Well, you've certainly set the bar high for them when they get to be showing age.
Yeah.
And tell me, what are you hoping to do later on in your 4-H career? Are you hoping to keep showing beef cattle?
Yeah, I hope to keep showing beef cattle. And I've done pigs before, but I don't think I'm going to do pigs anymore. But I'm going to do cattle. Do a lot of beef.
Focus on the cattle?
Yeah.
All right. And tell me a little bit about your steer.
Well, he was born last year on April 26, I think. And he's been in an air-conditioned room called the cooler for all his life, and it's like 56 degrees in that room, and it helps him grow hair. And the judge looks for like a lot of hair on him, so that's why he's in there. And he weighs 1,430 pounds, and his name is Leonard, and he's a purebred Hereford.
And tell me a little bit about your family's operation. How many steers do you have?
Well. I've shown in 4-H for 3 years, so I had a steer last year and a year before that. So this would be my third steer I've owned, and we live on a farm and we raise Angus cattle. We have about 300 head of Angus cattle, and we have a bull sale with about 70 bulls and 40 females each spring on St. Patrick's Day, and we do a little bit of grain farming.
Brandon Musgrave sold his Hereford steer for a record $56,300 to Bruce and Diana Rauner. Other record holders from last night's auction included the Grand Champion Weather, shown by Brooke Reiner from Alexis, selling for $21,000 to North American Midway Entertainment, Friends of Brooke Reiner, Channel Seed, Matt Rep Memorial Scholarship, and a buyer who wished to remain anonymous. The Grand Champion Land of Lincoln Barrow, shown by Grant Kiefer from Livingston, sold for $53,000 and was purchased by Terry Duffy and CME Group. And, of course, once again, the Grand Champion Steer, shown by Shaley Varner of Morris, sold for $100,000 and was purchased by AT&T, Monsanto, and DeKalb Asgrow. Again, last night's auction brought in a total of $2,600,095. The youth who sold the animals get 80% of the auction price, and the other 20% is split evenly between the 4-H and FFA organizations. Tommy Justison, State FFA Vice President from Hillsboro, was at the auction last night. He went over what the FFA Foundation does with their 10%.
A lot of it goes back to our foundation, and the foundation supports plaques, and it also goes back to making sure that each individual chapter has enough money to run on, and it goes into the incentive funding so that we chapters can continue to grow their members and also make sure that the members are well awarded for all the achievements that they've had.
All right, very good. Tommy, any final thoughts before we go here for the evening?
One thing again, we just want to thank everyone for coming. We want to thank all the supporters. We are a great student-led organization, and we try to stress our leadership and career growth. But without sponsors such as tonight, we would not be able to do such things. So we really appreciate it.
Again, that was State FFA Vice President Tommy Justison expressing his gratitude for all of those who came out to support the 2014 Governor's Sale of Champions last night at the Illinois State Fair. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.